Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Caputa's here. Catherine's back. 15-year member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of high school. President of Self Brand. That's the name of her company. She's one of the top branding gurus in the galaxy. She's the author of Breakthrough Branding, also You Are a Brand, and many others. And she's taught us so much over the years. She's our good friend, Catherine with a C, Caputa. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back.
In spite of the pandemic. Right.
Well, but you know what, well, Catherine? We all have to keep going, right? I mean not the early on the, in the year. In the early on in the year, I told my audience, I said, look, if you want, you have to make a decision right now, today. This was in April. I said, you have to declare today if you're going to be in business January 1. Because if you're not sure about that, why fight it? Why keep spending money? Why put it off? But if you're convinced and you're committed to being open January 1, 2021, then let's go. And you're the person who's taught us that if we do that, part of the way we get there is through our brand, because our brand, even in a pandemic, is our business inside somebody else's head, isn't it?
It so is. And I think, you know, to be an entrepreneur, particularly today, you got to have grit, you know, true grit.
Yep.
And you're going to get through this and a belief in yourself and in your business. And, you know, and one thing that, you know, you do as a good brander and marketer is, you know, look at what the big brands are doing, you know, and this year 2020, my God, what a year it's been. You know, we've seen a storm of disasters. We've got the pandemic. We've got a shaky economy. You know, we've got no word yet on whether there's going to be a second round of PPP or stimulus. We've got a presidential election.
Yeah,
and then we've got protests and violence on our streets. You know,
it is hard to know how to approach people. And you, I mean, you've taught us, you got to go to the market with what you got, with what you have to offer. But it does pay to couch your pitch in terms of what's going on without being dour, right? You don't want to sound like, you know, woe is me,
right.
but you do, you can't be obtuse about what's going on either, can you?
No, and I think that's a smart thing. You know, use your website and your other means of, you know, newsletters to communicate about what's going on now and how you're reacting, how we're all in this together and we're going to get out of this together.
Well, for example, you hear people say, yes, we have the best hamburgers in town, and by the way, this is what we're doing to keep you safe when you come in. You got to have that tagline.
Exactly. You got to have that tagline, and then people will feel like, oh, my God, I can go there. And they're looking out for me. You know, that's what's really important. You know, and one thing I started looking at is looking at all the stages that big brands go through in a pandemic, you know. And, you know, the phase one, you kind of see a lot of inspirational messages, you know, acknowledging, hey, this is what's going on. We're all in this together. You know, because you really want to comfort your customers,
right?
You know, not sell them, right, when this kind of thing first hits. You don't want to ignore the crisis, but you don't want to panic them either. You know, you want to show them, here's what we're doing, you know, to protect our employees, to protect you, and to get out of this whole thing together. And you see a lot of, you know, feel-good kind of commercials, you know, when the pandemic, the first number of months, you know, McDonald's, you know, they did a commercial with all the arches lighting up early in the morning, Apple commercials with, you know, a montage of products and people staying creative using them. So there's a lot of different things that you can do, but you really want to, you know, acknowledge what's going on. Don't just have business as usual or hide hoping it'll go away. That's not going to work.
Right. No, that's exactly right. But at the same time, you can't hide. You've got to be out there. People are still buying stuff, right? I mean, look.
Right.
Tomorrow, there's going to be a GDP announcement that's going to blow the lid off of history. So that kind of GDP growth in the third quarter is going to blow people's minds. The number is going to blow them away. That means people are buying stuff, right?
People are buying, exactly. And that's why, you know, you want to enter into stage two and really think about what the new normal is now and changing habits and how you can adapt your business, you know, to meet the needs that people are facing today, you know. And so, you know, you see Domino's is running a lot of ads about, contactless delivery and things mm-hmm. like that, showing that, you know, we're adapting, you know, we're still doing business. In fact, you know, the fast food restaurants are doing more business than they've ever had before.
Oh, yeah.
Because of, you know, all the, you know, extra ways you can have, you know, food delivered to you and, you know, drive-by pickup and things like that. So it's really totally transformed, you know, how we're approaching a lot of businesses. And you need to do that for your business.
Well, and this is the extra challenge for all small business owners, and that is having to overlay this extra level of effort that really takes our energy, it takes our brain power, it takes our money. It's making it that much harder. And here's the rest of the story, Catherine. This is going to be ebbing and flowing, waxing and waning over the next maybe 24 months. You're going to have to, there's going to be a day a year from now when you're going to need to stop talking about the coronavirus. It's going to go away for a little while.
Right.
It's not going to go away forever, I think, but it's going to go away for a little while. We'll quit worrying about it in a year or so, and you're going to have to start ebbing and flowing your own approach to this, your sensitivity, as you talk about, right?
Right, exactly. You have to realize the world has changed, and I can do it, and I can meet, you know, the challenges that I'd be facing. And so, mm-hmm. you know, look at how you can adapt your business to this new reality. And, you know, you see a lot of, you know, what are a lot of people doing? They're doing a lot more cooking, you know, cooking at home. And so,
yep.
you know, a lot of companies, you know, McCormick, you know, spices is taking off like crazy
yeah.
because, you know, people need spices to cook
That's
with,
exactly
you know.
Right.
So there are all kinds of things like that.
Hold
Recipe
on to that thought. Catherine, I need your website, please.
My website is selfbrand.com, S-E-L-F.
B-R-A-N-D. Selfbrand.com. Catherine Caputa and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.